Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
Your children learn everything from you. So today I want to talk about the role that your attitude to life and learning and homework and mistakes and growth, your attitude to those things becomes their attitude to those things. There's a wonderful approach to maths that I really subscribe to called U-cubed. Can't think of the lady's name now. Jo Bowler, professor at Stanford, she designed it. And she talks about how a parent's attitude to maths either increases or decreases a child's mark in maths. How incredible is that? That while practice and good teaching and maths ability absolutely talks to marks, also the parent's attitude to maths talks to marks and increases or decreases them. So as a parent, if you moan about brushing your teeth, guess what your children will learn about brushing their teeth? That it's a pain, that it's hard to do, that it's not nice, that I don't really want to do it. And then that becomes their truth. Same thing with maths. If you talk about how you hated maths at school, how you don't understand why children learn it, how they're never going to use it in real life, that's exactly what your child will think as well. They will hate it. They're not going to understand why they need to learn it, and they're not going to know how they're going to use it in real life. Though that attitude, those ways of thinking make maths harder for them, makes brushing their teeth harder for them. We want life to be easier for them, especially when we're talking about children with learning difficulties. It's already hard for them. So when we talk about, oh, I've got to get you to school again, or, oh, no, more homework I've got to do with you, or what is the silly test you've got to do? I don't understand. I'm not doing this with you. That's exactly the attitude your child will learn. And it might look different coming out of their mouth. You might not hear it coming from them, but it's what you put into them. Now, if they're struggling already and then you throw that at them, they're never going to be able to overcome any challenges that's thrown their way. They're never going to be able to overcome the challenges that are already in them in terms of learning. So you as a parent have a pivotal, remarkable opportunity to make your child's life easier just by the attitude you show to your child about learning and mistakes and studying and homework and tests and school and conflict and friendships and all of these things. Now, we don't want to do Pollyanna stuff. We don't want to go, oh, no, everything is fine and wonderful. And I loved maths. And you, why don't you, you love maths as well. And going to school is always beautiful. We don't want, because it's not always the case. But we can talk about, sure, the privilege of being able to go to school in the morning is just wonderful. And how much you're learning and what you're going to achieve with this. I'm so proud of you. And wow, homework can be really hard sometimes and can be frustrating and getting in the way of play. But, you know, this homework is great because it's making your brain stronger and you're getting all this practice in. So you're mastering these skills. And when you master the skill, it's going to become so easy for you. Let's try to get you to master the skill more. And you're concentrating so hard. I'm so proud of you. You put your phone in the kitchen while you went to go and study. That's brilliant. Well done. And I'm so glad you're learning history because it's so interesting. What did you learn today? What can we research more of? Where can we visit on Saturday so that you can know more about this stuff? How can I drive curiosity in my children, in you, so that I need to say this, when your child is curious, when you are curious and you are interested, the work you're doing doesn't feel like work. It feels like play and time goes quickly and it becomes easier. And when you hit a challenge, you find the energy and the will to overcome the challenge and you move forward into it. But when you are not curious and you feel like it's a heavy burden and you don't really want to do it, sure, it's really hard to get it done. So that slight shift in attitude from, ugh, why do I have to do this, to, this is hard, but it's good for me and let's get it done anyway. And it just changes your child's potential outcome. It doesn't necessarily change the actual outcome, but it changes potential outcome. And in changing potential outcome, the actual outcome gets changed. So I want to ask you to rethink what your morning is like. What are you saying? How are you? Are you sighing? Are you upbeat? Are you setting them up for success? In that 30, 45 minutes you have with them in the morning before you drop them off, can you spare that time to be positive and encouraging? Can you spend the time in the car playing games or going over a poem they've got to memorize or asking them what they expect of the day and talking to them about how you're so proud of them and how you love spending time with them? Can you do that on the ride to school? Or is everybody stuck in their phones and moaning about traffic? Because that's the kind of day your child's going to have. And if they go into school in this frustrated, shutdown manner, they become combative towards the teacher. And now the teacher's trying to teach a concept. And now the teacher has to manage your combative child, which makes the relationship more difficult. And she's trying her best to have a positive, encouraging, forward-moving relationship. But then it's hampered. And we're going to have bad days, of course. But are your bad days 9 out of 10 times or just 1 out of 10 times? And then Gordon Newfield talks about this in the book, Hold On To Your Children. He wrote with Gabor Maté, and he talks about collect your children up at the end of the day when you fetch them. Put your phones down, put your day down, and just for those 20, 30, 40 minutes, collect them up. It's so lovely to see you again. I missed you. Did you have a wonderful day? Tell me about your day. Let's have a wonderful afternoon. Engage all over again. And when you get them back to sleep, down to sleep, you've read a book. You've had a good dinner, you've done your highs and lows, your parenting is done, they're fast asleep, and you can go back to what you were doing, your adult stuff, your non-parenting stuff. But while you are a parent, you can talk into your child success and curiosity and love of learning and hope and willingness to try and grit and determination, perseverance and even self-control and gratitude. You can talk all of that into your child so that becomes who they are rather than the alternative. So that's my challenge for you today. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, is what are you talking into your child, and can you see how that's going to play out over the years to come?